Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. Take one look at our own impressive lineup of Joey Savacci, Justin Hill, Austin Forkner, and Adam Cincirillo. We build champions.
Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
Justin Brayton, Oakland, hey, if this was a dry track, I think, like Glendale, it suited you, and I think it would have been fun. But as it was like Beirut.
It was tough. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was really tough. And honestly, like, that's at one point in the main event, I was, like, pretty excited for this race to be over. Just because it was so sketchy. Like, one lap, you'd hit everything good, and then the next lap, you'd try to hit it exactly the same, and you'd fly into the tough blocks. And so, yeah, I mean, first practice, I felt pretty good this morning, and then second practice, I struggled. And then kind of just struggled the rest of the night.
So just a bad start, because the first time I saw you, you were pretty far back.
Bad start. I felt like I came into the first turn actually like with Millsaps, and I think he had a pretty decent start, and then by the end of that lane I got pinched up against the tough blocks, and didn't jump the triple on the first lap, so I was pretty far back. But
and then Chasen Freeze late in the race, your teammate.
Yeah, Chasen Freeze, and then got by him, and I was kind of in no man's land there for, like, the last six laps or something.
You were way too nice when guys were lapping you. Way too nice.
Really?
You were pulling over, stopping.
Well,
I guess you don't really care at that point, right?
I mean, I kind of do, but, like, that's the last thing I want, because I've been in their situation before, too, where I'm like, lappers, get out of the way. And if I'm being lapped, it's not like I'm having a sweet night. I just didn't want to upset their race, and the crowd was kind of going nuts, so I knew that something was going on. They were having a good race, and when they had went by me, Eli was on Ryan, and I don't know what happened from there, but I don't want to mess up their race if I'm just battling.
A guy like you're like, hey, one more point, right on.
Yeah, if I'm battling for 12th, I'm not going to mess up the guys in first.
Just unbelievably nice, I thought. Really? Like, pull over.
I'm a nice guy. Yeah, but I'd rather be that than you're sitting here talking like, dude, you got in Dungy's way, and Tomac crashed, landed on your rear wheel, and, like, that would suck.
I remember Way got in the way of Chad in the whoops in San Diego, and, like, one of the nicest guys, most respected veterans in the pits, was getting told to go kill himself on Instagram.
Exactly. So, I said, at that point, it was like I wasn't having a good race. So.
Okay, I could be wrong, but I never saw you go 3-4.
3-4.
After the first turn.
No, I never did.
Wow. You know it wasn't a bad night for JB.
I know. You know what? It was crazy. After the first practice, somebody said Coop did it. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's my type of deal. Like, all right, I'm going to go hit it. And then last practice was like, I just wasn't comfortable. I just was not comfortable at all, because that's my type of deal where, like, once you do that, the whole track just starts to flow really good.
And then also you're missing, you're taking off from the table that guys are going over, you're missing all the ruts.
Well, and early in the day I was actually maybe one of the best through there because I was going on off.
Okay.
But then in the night everyone started doing it because they made the tabletop a little easier, and then it got tougher because everyone was doing it, so the top of the tabletop was rutted, so I should have went 3-4. I should have just done it, and who knows.
There was an indication right there that it wasn't going to be a great night for you, right?
Yeah, I know. I just need to do stuff like that. But, yeah, like I said, I just wasn't 100% comfortable. And you're right. That is, like, my type of jump that I should be doing. So.
Oh, no worries. All right. Well, some in progress coming in, but maybe not so much tonight. But could be just a one-off track thing.
You know, I kind of had the same thing happen last year here where I was like, man, I was so uncomfortable. And then, like, the next weekend I was fifth at I forget where we went next, but I feel like I have some good ones coming up. Dallas is great. A lot of football stadiums, and some domes, which will be nice.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.